Hi, this is Alexander Charles Adams, and I'm the producer of Smash Cut. I just wanted to say before you listen to this episode that this piece is more of a concept work. The art was definitely more in the process than the product for this piece. So if you feel disoriented during the piece, I invite you to lean into that and see how you feel coming out on the other end. And with that, I give you the sound blot test.
It's a crab. It looks like a crab. The crab is dancing. He is dancing to luau music. But he also likes the macarena.
It looks like birds that are just all floating around the same thing. And I'm not exactly sure what that thing is. Maybe like a pot of like nectar or something?
That is a horde of bees swarming the world. Domination.
So fucking depressing.
Some sort of demon clown. Yeah, it's a demon clown. And it's juggling.
This is a man. An abstract man, but a man nonetheless. And, I don't know, he looks like he's leaning over something. Or, like, standing over something. And I'm not quite sure what that something is. It looks like it could be a pot with a flower coming out of it. Either he's, like, shitting in the flower pot, or he is doing a ritual to try to get something from the flower pot. I'm not sure what he's trying to get from the flower pot.
It is glaring at me.
I think it's two old ladies who used to be ballerinas trying to relive their youth. The two old ladies that were once ballerinas, they're dancing together.
This is a woman laying in bed. She's not laying in bed, actually. She is laying on a table, and she is strapped down, but not in a pleasurable way. It looks like she is being tortured. I don't think there's a justifiable reason for her being tortured. I think some guys just, or not guys, some people, just decided that this would be the next victim of their heinous activities. Considering the setup, I believe that these people have tortured dozens. This looks like they know what they're doing.
That is like a banquet table, and there's two hands on the side, and they're both reaching for the same chalice. I don't think they're purposefully challenging each other right now. I think it was more of an accidental thing where they both reached for it, and then they're realizing right now that they're both reaching for it, and they probably both feel a little bit guilty.
I think what is surrounding them is music.
Probably not.
I don't know. I can just see the music.
Yeah.
There's two people standing over Valley trying to kiss each other, but realizing that they can't because they're just too far away. They've known each other all their life, and they have since childhood, anyway. And they have both had feelings for each other since then, but they have never made it clear to one another, and this is the point where they decided to do that, but they've realized that it's too late because there's no getting across this valley.
Those are two old crones that can't stand up straight. They're arguing with each other. I think their lives have been very, very similar, but they're really concerned with one-upping each other right now, and they're never going to get there because they pretty much led the exact same lives.
And that was the sound blot test. The concept, production, and sound design of this piece was by me, Alexander Charles Adams, and the voice actors were Leanne Hernandez, Tessa LaFleur, and Trey Tyser. So the concept of this piece relied on a very interesting process. So I had those actors look at four different ink blots that were chosen by a creative partner of mine, Mallory O'Segan, and then recorded their responses. Then I went to New Orleans in the French Quarter during Mardi Gras and walked around with my Zoom recorder. I got some really interesting sound down there and then took out highlights from those 3 or so hours of recording. I showed those highlights to another person and then had them assign those highlights to those 4 same ink blots. Then I took those new pieces, which I called sound blots, and layered them with street noise that I thought was interesting from New Orleans and the actor responses. And so in the end, you get a general story of 3 people walking down the street and responding to things that they are seeing, which we're hearing. But in reality, no one can hear or see anything other than the 4 ink blots. If you've enjoyed this piece, subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr at SmashCutCast. Also, if you heard from the breakdown of the work on this episode, you'll see that I am wearing way too many hats. We're looking for some new people to collaborate with to start building this project. I'm really excited to see where this goes. Also, the music that you're listening to in the background right now was created by Brandon Turner. He's an excellent sound designer and music producer who's currently based in New Orleans. Thanks for tuning in.
Two guys and a rogue.
I'm one guy.
I'm the other.
And this is the network.